This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A fundraising campaign has been launched to create a permanent memorial in East Arkansas for music legend Lee Von Helm.
Virgil Cain is the name, and I served on the Danville train.
While he performed his whole life, Helm was best known as the drummer and one of the singers for the band. He grew up in the community of Turkey Scratch, near Marfil, helping his family pick cotton. Anna Lee Amston is leading efforts to create the memorial, which would involve restoring the shotgun shack Helm's family lived in and have a statue that has been completed put on display.
We'd like to finish remodeling the house. We'd like to get the statue bronzed and have a place where people could come. People come from all over the country, even when the house has been moved twice. They would go out and have their pictures made at his old childhood home and at Turkey Scratch. And they come from overseas. They come from Japan, Norway, everywhere.
It was in Phillips County where Helm said he knew he wanted to become a musician at the age of six after watching a show by bluegrass legend Bill Monroe. By 12, he was performing locally, and by 17, got his big break when he was invited to play with the rockabilly singer Ronnie Hawkins. The musicians in the band went on to perform with Bob Dylan and eventually emerged on their own, known as simply The Band. Anna Lee Amston was immortalized by Helm by singing her name in the song The Wait.
Known each other all our life, and it's just a labor of love on my part, and to help bring the legacy to Marfil, which will create a permanent memorial in Marfil. It'll help the Phillips County, the tourism, hopefully a lot of kids that don't get a chance to play music. We're just trying to keep it going like he asked us to do.
Money raised will go toward the placement of a statue of Lee Von Helm, made by Little Rock sculptor Kevin Creasy.
I've actually pretty much finished the bust now. So now it's the raising the money, to have it cast in bronze. But it's been a real, real honor for me to do such a Arkansas icon. And, Levon's, I don't know, his authentic nature, his soul and his passion that he had and his love for music, and trying to get that into a piece was a real joy and a challenge.
Oh, the poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his calling.
A key part of that challenge was what era of Lee Von's career to portray. The bust ended up resembling Helm as he appeared in the 1976 documentary film of the band's last performance, as directed by Martin Scorsese. It shows him singing while playing the drums.
A kitchen cannonball now, then take me on down the line. Cause my bag is singing low, and I do believe it's time.
Yeah, you know, that was part of the thing. You know, we talked a while about, what age to depict him, because, I mean, it's not like he stopped. He was still doing great work towards the end of his life, so... But they kind of settled on that. Really, basically, The Last Waltz was where I was getting a lot of visual information from, because I was also able to get a lot of different angles and quality shots and things like that. And it just evolved from a standard bust to possibly holding drumsticks and a mandolin to, singing the way he did, just putting it all into it. And I'm glad we... settled on this one. I think it's unique as well. I don't think I've ever seen a bust of someone singing, especially like this.
Yeah, with a microphone coming over his shoulder.
Yeah, the way he would always, that trademark look of his, of putting up that one shoulder, turning it to the right, and drumming and singing at the same time. That was a classic Lee Von there.
Helm died in 2012. The Lee Von Helm Legacy Project has launched a GoFundMe page to accept donations. You can learn more about the project online at leefonhelmmemorial.org. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.